Newsweek magazine to end print publications this year.
And a Scottish man directs Antarctica's first feature film.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 Star News, I'm Teddy Woodhouse.
And I'm Lucy Ware.
A new report published by researchers from St. Andrews and partner universities has found that crowds are good for well-being. The study looked into the Magh Mala, the largest religious festival in the world. Millions of pilgrims partake each year and suffer difficult living conditions such as freezing temperatures, flooded tents, and rudimentary sanitation. However, most participants reported enhanced physical and mental well-being after the event. The researchers suggest that having a common purpose and identity fosters supportive relationships between people, especially in crowd situations.
A Scottish man working for the British Antarctic Survey has completed the first fictional feature film to be shot on the continent. The horror film, South of Sanity, follows staff at an Antarctic research station as they are pursued by a killer. Kirk Watson of Aviemore worked on the film as a way to pass the time during the long Antarctic winter. Fellow staffers helped out with the acting, editing and doing makeup for the horror film. South of Sanity will debut in Aviemore on October the 31st.
A report published today by former Labour MP Alan Milburn has urged English universities to give pupils from poor backgrounds guaranteed interviews and lower offers for foundational degrees. Milburn has called for universities to establish statistical targets for widening participation and to ensure their commitment for all outreach programs to have, quote, maximal social impact. The report is expected to reignite debates surrounding social engineering in university admissions.
Newsweek, a weekly American news magazine, announced today that it will be ceasing print publications at the end of December. After 80 years in print, the magazine will be going all digital. Editor-in-chief Tina Brown said that the challenging economics of print publishing and distribution led the decision, which will also include staff reductions across the company.
And the forecast tonight, rather cloudy with spells of light rain, quite persistent at first, but drier spells developing later.
And those are today's headlines. For more news... I do apologise. For more news, tune into our bulletin tomorrow at 5:30 or online anytime on the news section of the Star website.